Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's your All Local, the 16th of April, 2024. Today, some morning showers, but some afternoon sun. It's going to be warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s today and windy as well. Winds cutting out of the southwest, 15 to 25, gusting up to 30. I'm John Little. And we start with an horrific story out of Duncanville this morning, where a one-year-old boy was mauled to death by three dogs. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
The name of this little boy who died has now been released by the Dallas County Medical Examiner. He was killed by three dogs who attacked him in the home of a woman who tried to intervene.
Got in the middle of dogs and a kid because they were attacking the kid. And I guess she must have got bit, and the kid got bit.
Neighbor David Trout says he saw the child carried out to an ambulance, which raced to Children's Hospital in Dallas, where year-old Shiraz Amal Asfiradam was pronounced dead. The Duncanville police found several other children in the home and are now questioning whether the dog owner might have been running an unlicensed daycare center. Live in the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, first, it was criminal charges. Now, he's being sued. KRLD's Austin York has the latest on a Dallas car crash involving Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice.
A six-car crash occurred last month as a result of Rice, who was driving a Lamborghini. Police say he was racing a Corvette on Central Expressway in Dallas when he lost control. They were going around 120 miles per hour. Now, both he and SMU cornerback Teddy Knox, who was driving the Corvette, are being sued by two people involved in the wreck. The plaintiffs are suing for no less than $10 million, claiming they suffered injuries that include trauma to the brain, lacerations to the face requiring stitches, multiple contusions in the body, disfigurement, and internal bleeding, according to court documents. Rice and Knox face eight criminal charges for their roles in the wreck. The NFL has said they are monitoring the case. Rice could face a suspension. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Following last Friday's shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas, a community meeting is planned for tonight to discuss security. Dallas School Board Trustee Maxie Johnson is hosting the meeting at Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church at 7 tonight. Now, several dozen students walked out of class yesterday protesting what they call the school's lack of security. The school does have metal detectors, yet a student brought a gun to school last Friday and shot another student. The suspected shooter has been arrested. The victim was shot in the leg and is recovering. It's still unclear how the gun was brought in the first place. It wasn't the jackpot, but a North Texas man recently won big playing Powerball.
Here comes the money.
A Lewisville resident is definitely feeling a whole lot richer after winning $1 million in the March 27th Powerball drawing. The resident asked to remain anonymous for obvious reasons and cashed in after getting all five white balls correct while just missing out on the red Powerball.
Don't.
But hey, $1 million ain't nothing to sneeze at. The eventual Powerball would go on to be won on April 6th, worth $1.3 billion pre-tax. The current Powerball is sitting at $63 million. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Northern Tarrant and Southern Denton counties continue to grow, and the Dallas Stars are hoping to take advantage of that, beginning construction on a Star Center multi-sport complex in Northlake. Dallas Stars President Brad Alberts was at a groundbreaking yesterday for the new facility.
There's tremendous residential and commercial growth in that part of the city in the Metroplex. And certainly, like I said, we didn't have a facility in Fort Worth. And it's been one of those things that we've talked about for years of trying to get a two-sheet ice facility over there to expand hockey into the Fort Worth area. So this accomplishes that.
Albert says it's not just about hockey. There's also a 16-court volleyball and 8-court basketball facility with outdoor pickleball courts as well. The new Star Center will be on 114 just east of 35W. Construction expected to take about a year and a half. Once again, members of the military here in North Texas will be able to see the world's best golfers free of charge. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The Charles Schwab Challenge at the Colonial in Fort Worth is rolling out the red carpet for members of the military, offering free tickets and hospitality for both active duty and retired members. Thanks to the Rainwater Foundation, they can receive up to 2 free grounds tickets and entry into the Patriots Outpost. Children 15 and under are admitted free with an accompanying adult. Jay McCall with the Rainwater Foundation says this is the second year the organization is partnering with the Colonial, and last year was a huge success.
We were really pleased with the response and the outreach from the Colonial folks to get the word out to our military members.
There will be up to 1,000 pairs of tickets per day, and they may be reserved starting Friday. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Rangers start off a 4-game series in Detroit with a 1-0 shutout win over the Tigers last night. More on that from KRLD's James Tritely.
Not a lot of offense to go around for either team, but the lone run came in the fifth inning courtesy of second baseman Marcus Semien's RBI fielder's choice. The Rangers pitching staff really shined in this one as right-handed pitcher Michael Lorenzen made his team debut. Going 5 innings, striking out 4 and working around 5 walks en route to a victory. Right-handed pitcher Kirby Yates got his first save of the season and seemed like he was very pleased with the team's victory.
Man, I think it's a good team win, you know. It's kind of hard fought. I mean, 1-0, that's a good ball game right there to win.
Game 2 later today is set for 12:10 p.m. with John Gray on the bump. James Tritely, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
In the WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select J.C. Sheldon, number 5 overall. She's a shooting guard out of Ohio State.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.